We'll begin with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask that you guide us now as we study a section of the Word which your Holy Spirit has given us, which foretells the coming of your only begotten Son into our world. And we pray that the Holy Spirit will open our hearts and reveal the treasures which are hidden to us in this precious, precious verse, and strengthen our faith in our Savior as we think about the great gift that you've given to us. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. A few thoughts from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, which reads as follows. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I'll emphasize the opening words, which are twice repeated, unto us. Every year, we Christians celebrate the birth of our Savior in the Christmas season. And it's been custom for years and years and years to have a Christmas tree and put gifts under the tree, many of which are for our children. And children usually have very pleasant memories of opening their gifts on Christmas morning. And they see the package with their name on it, brightly decorated, and it's an exciting time. And I was thinking of that this past week, and thinking of the experience that I had as a little child, and I came to something that I'd never really thought about before, but it was shocking. And the shocking thing was that I've been blessed with a very good memory, and I can remember things that happened very, very early in my childhood, and that's going back to 1 and 2 years old. But shockingly, there's only one Christmas gift that I got, and I'm talking physical gifts here now, there's only one that I can remember during my whole life for quite a few years. And that's shocking, because my sister and I always got gifts for Christmas under the tree. And this one year, it was my parents' idea of giving us a catalog of toys, and we could look through and find which one we wanted. And I chose a little pigskin football. It wasn't the size of a regular football. It was smaller. But it was made of pigskin, and it was tough as nails, even though it was soft to grip. But it lasted forever and ever and ever. Now, that's the only gift that I can remember of early childhood that I got for Christmas. And I spent hours and hours and hours playing with that thing. I'd go out in my backyard and I'd kick it as high as I could and as far as I could and then run under it to catch it and throw it up and catch it. And I would do that by the hour. And the oddity of it is, I don't know whatever happened to it. I know it didn't wear out. It was made of tough pigskin. And I can't remember when the last time was that I lost interest in it and didn't play with it anymore. It just kind of faded away. And that's the way it was with all of the Christmas gifts that I got throughout my early childhood. They just kind of fade away. Well, there's a truth that's being taught here, and the truth is that earthly physical gifts don't last very long. They give you joy for a certain period of time, but the joy passes. So we're comparing that then with the gift that the Lord God gives us on Christmas, which is far different. God's gift to us is a gift that keeps on giving, and we never forget it. The words, unto us. Unto us, a child is born. Not unto Joseph and Mary. Unto us, a son is given. Not just to Joseph and Mary. The child that was born there in that manger of Bethlehem was given to every child of God, every elect child of God. Unto us, that's amazing. The Lord God who created all things gives us, each one of us, individually, a gift. And we know from our own life here on this earth that the value of a gift isn't estimated by the amount of money that it cost to purchase it. The value of the gift depends upon the ones who give it to us. And walking through the yard, a mother and her child, when the little child runs over to a bunch of dandelions and picks a few of them and runs back and gives them to her, physically speaking, they're not worth much. But to her, they're precious because they came from her child. And the child is showing his love toward his parent. And so we look at the gift that God has given to each one of us. And on this day, unto us, a child is born. And those of us that have had the experience know that a child is perhaps the most precious physical gift a person can have in his lifetime, if it's God's will that you have one. We don't decide we're going to have children. They're gifts of God. And Psalm 127, verse 3 tells us, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." So these children are precious to it. The next Psalm, 128, verse 3. Psalm 127 and 128 are the family psalms. And 128 verse 3 puts it this way, "Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord." So children are a tremendous blessing to us. And how much more this child? Unto us a child is born, and again, unto us a son is given. And the idea here is not the difference between a son or a daughter. Both are equally precious. But this son is precious above all. This son was the Son of God. And he was given to us. This is our gift, our Christmas gift from the Heavenly Father. And what kind of a gift is it? Unto us a son is given, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. He's going to rule the whole world. And looking at other parts of Scripture, he's going to rule it for the good of his own people, his own children. And everything that happens in this world is a blessing to them. That's what it's all about. All things are for your sakes, the Scripture tells us. And this is by the Holy Spirit. So the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name, well, his name is called Jesus, right? But he's got many names. And it takes many names to even begin to give us an idea of how precious this gift is. Five things are mentioned here, and his name shall be called Wonderful. I've never had a Christmas gift that could be called wonderful like this one. His name shall be called Counselor. If you have a problem, you can go to him for advice and he'll give it. And he comes to you in his word. His word's a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. He's called the Mighty God because that's what he is. He's the true Son of God born of the Virgin Mary. And he controls everything just like the Mighty God does. He's called the Everlasting Father. One of the disciples one time asked him, "Lord, show us the Father, and then we'll be satisfied. We'll buy into everything you said if you just show us the Father." And Jesus said, "Have I been with you so long and you haven't seen me? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Well, the apple never falls very far from the tree. And if you want to know what the Father's like, look at his Son." And he's also called the Prince of Peace. And yet at the same time, he's a sign that has been spoken against, and no one else has been as despised and rejected in the whole world as the Son of God is. And he himself said, "Think not that I've come to bring peace on the earth. I came not to bring peace, but a sword." And this got started way, way back in the Garden of Eden, when the Heavenly Father said to the serpent, "I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and thy seed and her seed. And it shall crush thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." And that all took place on the cross. So the peace that the Son of God gives us at this Christmas is not a peace between other people in the world. It's a peace between us and God, and that's the peace that counts. The preciousness of this gift is shown in the fact that it's a gift that keeps on giving. You don't get tired of it. It doesn't wear out. You don't get sick of it. It's a peace that keeps on giving, and it gives us every single day of our life. To put it in a nutshell, it's the forgiveness of sins. And really, this is the only problem we have, but it's a big one, because it's sin that separates us from the Almighty God, and the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And that covers all of us. But God made one way out, a substitute. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. This is the precious gift. And it keeps on giving. And we start every day with repentance. Repentance of our sins and coming to Jesus Christ for forgiveness. It's a daily thing. Why is it a daily thing? Why can't we just repent once and be done with it? Oh, it's a daily thing because we need it every day. We sin every day. And it's our pleasure and privilege to repent of these sins and come to Jesus Christ for forgiveness. That's the preciousness of the Son of God. His blood. It's his blood that covers our sins. And this precious, unto us, the preciousness comes from the value of the one who gave it. And the one who gave it is the Heavenly Father, God Almighty, the one who created everything along with the Son and the Holy Spirit. He's the one that gives us this gift, and that's why he's so precious. Now the scribes and Pharisees and elders, Pharisees, Sadducees, a whole bunch of the VIPs, they rejected him. Why? Because they didn't feel that he was a gift that came to them from the Father. He said he was a son of God, and they didn't deny that God has a son, but they did deny that Jesus was it. They didn't believe that for 1 minute. That in no way diminishes the value of the gift. Just because the devil and his wicked ones don't want it doesn't diminish the value of it. And so just as Jesus Christ was hated viciously by so many in the world that wanted to kill him, there are also that precious remnant that love him so much that they're willing to die for him. And so the preciousness of the gift is shown in that it keeps on giving. And the giving did not stop at the cross. And it didn't stop at the resurrection day either. And the giving didn't stop when he ascended into heaven. He's still giving to us. And he's going to bring us, by the power of the Holy Spirit, who's going to make us a perfect bride for the Almighty Son of God himself. And we are going to live with Jesus Christ as our husband. And we, his perfect bride, we're going to live with him forever in his kingdom of glory. And the gift that we have is going to keep on giving. Giving and giving and giving and giving and giving forever and ever and ever in a new heaven and a new earth. That's the preciousness of the gift. And it's given unto us. Unto us. Blessed Christmas to you all.